Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me, and my pleasure, as always, to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Rob Jollis is here. Rob's our good friend, longtime 11-year Brain Trust member. He's the president of Jollis & Associates, the author of so many books, including the Bible of Customer Selling, of selling, customer-centered selling, I should say, and also the Way of the Road Warrior. I secretly think that's his favorite. And it's one of mine. He's our good friend, Rob Jollis. Welcome back.
Hey, great to be here.
It's good to have you back, and it's always a pleasure. And one of the things that that I know that you and I have a similar background. We both were Xeroids. We both worked for Xerox in a former life, and so we've logged a lot of hours in front of customers. And now our current businesses are a lot different from the ones that we had all those many years ago when we were selling machines. But even so, every person who sells, every person who has a customer, runs into a situation where the customer wants something and they don't realize that what they want is not what's best for them. How do we deal with that situation?
Well, you know, I was hoping to push that one to you. I thought for the holidays I wanted to throw that case study at you.
Oh, you're going to interview me? Is that what you're saying?
That's exactly. It's time we put the light on you. But let me set up the scenario, and
okay,
you give me an opinion of what you do.
Okay.
Here I am with a client. And we'll, of course, leave the client's name anonymous. And this is a big company, Fortune 500, big company. Now, they're looking for a speaker, and they want to speak on the topic of sales. And they describe what's going on, and their people aren't consultative enough, and for some crazy reason, the clients don't feel a sense of urgency.
Uh-huh.
In comes that Jollis, great proposal, and there's a pushback saying, good, but we really want more on features and benefits. We
oh,
want to
my.
Really talk more about the product. And Jim, you know, both of us bleed in blue X's.
Right.
That's a red flag that
right.
says to us, well, of course you're not consultative because you're talking too much about the product. But
did you not tell them that that ship sailed about 35 years ago?
Well, I tried to nicely, but here's where it gets a little sticky, and I hope that people can identify. You and I know the issue here, but what happens when you push back to the client and they're looking at four or five other speakers who will talk about features and benefits for
right.
them? In other words, we'll give them a presentation that's not really going to do the job, and you run the risk of losing the job altogether. Jim, what do you do?
Here's what I would do. I would say, George, what you just described to me is your problem, and you just told me that your new specifications are only going to, in my opinion, only going to perpetuate that problem. Now, let me tell you what I will do. I will help you find the solution, even if it's not me. But I'll still help you. So that way you know I'm being genuine, that when I give you advice, when I give you my opinion, you'll know that that I'm doing it for the right reasons. It's not just to head you in my direction. But you just described a problem, and your new and your specifications are only going to compound that problem. Let me help you solve this.
Well, I think that, you know, that's why you've got yourself a show. I think that's a fabulous answer. And here's the issue that I think you just hit on that I want people to hear. So I'm playing Jim today. And that is, what you just heard was a person who was honest with the client but can't compromise on your own principles. Because guess what happens if Jim Blasingame gives that presentation that the client has requested that you know isn't going to do the job, and lo and behold, it doesn't do the job?
Mm-hmm.
Who do you think the client's going to blame, themselves
mm-hmm.
or you? You're the guy who's generating the invoice, please remember.
Right.
So it's a trap, and it's a very dangerous trap. And it's one that we find ourselves in, and it doesn't have to be a presentation. It can be any type of consultative work when you know that you run the risk of losing that job, but but you've got to do right by the client.
But it doesn't have to. It doesn't even have to be, Rob. It doesn't even have to be consulting or personal services. Mm-hmm. It could be a product. I mean, every small business out there, who's especially a business to business company, at some time during the year gets a bid specification list in the mail. And or whatever, they hear about a bid and they go sign up for it or to be on the list or whatever, however it works out, and they see the specifications. And if you don't know the customer, then you give the bid, you put the bid up. But if you've been helping this customer, if they're one of your customers, and they're putting this bid out, and that bid, you know, is not what they want, then you, in my opinion, you have an obligation to go back to them and at least say, please tell me why you put these specs out.
Right. And remember, in this economy, Jim, I believe we're all hustling for work, and that's where this line gets a little bit gray, because we want that work so badly. But focus on those TARP numbers, Technical Assistance Research Programs, that does data on when a client is satisfied, they're going to tell 2 to 3 people about it. Isn't that
right.
great? And when they're dissatisfied, they're going to tell 11 to 20 people about it. So how you can see how the temptation to get that business is overwhelming.
Yep.
But the reality is getting the business because you're compromising on your principles and then not doing the job properly because of what the client requested, and you can tell that to the mirror or your spouse, but that's the only people who are going to listen. The repercussions can be very dangerous. So we have to be careful
But the positive side, Rob, mm-hmm. can be very rewarding. And I have my experience is that whenever I've done that in the past, I did it to the degree that customers would then, the next time they wrote specifications, they needed specifications, they would actually call me and say, Jim, will you help us with our specs?
There you go. Now you're becoming a trusted business
advisor. Would call me and say, Jim, I have a competitive proposal. Would you come look at it and help me decide?
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I've had that happen to me more than once. But that's the long tail. That's the long tail. That's not the short tail. The short tail is I need the business. I want to do it. I'll just do what they say. The long tail is when you actually and I also think that's leadership too, Rob. What do you think? It's not just
I do, and I think what you're describing is rather than doing a job, acquiring a client for life and becoming their trusted business advisor, and that means stepping up and saying, then I'm not the guy that's right for this.
Yep.
Particular job, but I'll help you find the guy that's right, which is just what you articulated when you went through your response.
And see, that's what ethics is. Ethics is devotion to the unenforceable. And nobody's making you do this, but your ethical background, your ethical bearing is causing you to do this. And if you're in it for the long term, this is the way you do it. If you're not, then do it another way, and good luck. 20 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. Rob Jollis and I will be right back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.